Let's get ready to study God's Word. Greetings to one and all. Welcome to another episode of Rightly Divide the Word of Truth. This is Andrew S. Baker, and it's time for another devotional study. Please be sure to visit us at BibleStudy.ASBZone.com, where you can find links to our previous episodes and various Bible study resources. Let's have a word of prayer before we get into our study for today. Heavenly Father, we ask you to please be with us as we enter into your word. Please forgive us of all of our sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, help us to have open hearts, open minds, help us to be receptive to your Holy Spirit, and may this be a profitable exercise for all, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's study is entitled Discipleship, and our verse is going to come to us from Acts 18:26. And that verse in the King James says, "And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom, when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly." Okay, discipleship. The "he" at the beginning of this verse is Apollos. And the verses that we're going to focus on today are verses 24 through 28, but there's a little bit of background to be given about Apollos. And so we're going to go to the beginning. We're going to look at the background on all of the people, and we're going to start at Acts 18, verse 1. "After these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth, and found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy, and his wife Priscilla, because that Claudius had commanded all Jews to depart from Rome, and came unto them. And because he was of the same craft, he abode with them and wrought, for by their occupation they were tent makers." Okay, this is pretty awesome. So Paul departs from Athens, he comes to Corinth, he finds a Jew there, Aquila, with a wife, Priscilla. Aquila and Priscilla have recently come from Italy because Emperor Claudius, has commanded all Jews to depart from Rome. There was so much insurrection and chaos going on that he didn't want any Jews in Rome. And so he booted them all out. They went over to Corinth, and Paul runs into them there. And they are tent makers, and he's a tent maker, so they work together. Right? They work together. And if you remember, Paul was using his vocation to provide for his financial needs while he preached by day. So he preached by day, he did tent making by night. And of course, he did get gifts from brethren who were far off, but he did not take anything of the local brethren because he did not want to undermine the ministry, because there were a lot of fake preachers going around and taking money from the people. And he did not want to hamper the ministry with the idea that he was just like everybody else. Okay. So here he is, and it says in verse 4, "And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and persuaded the Jews and the Greeks." Okay. So now we have the initial story. We know who Aquila and Priscilla are. Let's go to verse 24. "And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man, and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John." Now our memory verse. "And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom, when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. And when he was disposed to pass into Achaia, the brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples to receive him, who, when he was come, helped them much which had believed through grace. For he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly, showing by the scriptures that Jesus was Christ. Okay, what is the purpose? Why is this called discipleship? What is the purpose of this particular devotional study? Discipleship is an important part of the Christian experience. The Great Commission says that we need to go into all the world, preach the gospel, making disciples of everyone, right? Disciples are not just people you educate and instruct. They are people that you teach by way of precept and example. So they begin to mirror and mimic you. This is why it's important to not only understand what to do, but to model that behavior so that people can follow. Discipleship is important because Christ gave it to us as an instruction, a key instruction. Discipleship is important because it is how the church flourishes. When I say the church, I mean both the local congregation all the way up to the global Christian church. It is how the church flourishes, through discipleship. When people are just coming into church, listening to good sermons, and going back home, there is no flourishing. There may be a little bit of consumption of spiritual things, and that will feed someone for the day. But in order for you to grow spiritually, in order for me to grow spiritually, we have to be educating, we have to be encouraging, discipling. Okay? Discipling. And discipling goes beyond just, for instance, let's say this podcast. I could feel good about this podcast and say, hey, I'm preaching the gospel, I'm teaching, I'm broadcasting, I'm trying to encourage people. There is a place for that. This is not unimportant. But discipleship requires more of a relationship and a connection. Simply making videos, making DVDs, broadcasting on the internet, that alone cannot constitute discipleship. Otherwise, Christ wouldn't have had to come to this earth, right? If discipleship could be done at a distance, he would have stayed at a distance. And yes, Christ did need to do, he needed to accomplish more things than just discipleship, but you see how much discipleship he did in his presence, right? His instruction to his apostles was, go and teach others what I have taught you. Show them what I have showed you, what I have manifest to you. Apollos seems to be, from the description given to us, a very powerful preacher. In fact, elsewhere in the New Testament, we're going to have Paul, Peter, and Apollos mentioned in a similar level, right? Aquila and Priscilla don't appear to be on that level. The only place where they're comparable with Paul is in their vocation, tent making. But discipleship is not about you being better than someone else. It's not about you being superior to someone else in every way. Discipleship is about you sharing and modeling your knowledge and experience in an area where you know more than the person who is going to learn from you. You don't have to be superior to them in every facet of life or even every facet of spirituality. It is possible to learn a doctrine, a specific aspect of religion, of Christianity, of spirituality. It's possible to learn a facet from someone who knows more in that area than you. As an example, in the 1800s, the fledgling Seventh-day Adventist Church, before it took on that name, but the believers that came out of the Millerite movement, they actually learned about the Seventh-day Sabbath from a Seventh-day Baptist. There were other areas in which they were ahead of Rachel Preston Oakes in terms of their understanding of prophecy and some other things, but they did not know the Sabbath, the Seventh-day Sabbath, and they learned that from her. So discipleship is not just a collective, I am better than you in every way, and you will learn from me in every way. Discipleship can be mutual, meaning I know something, you know something, and we come together and study together, right? So it can be mutual in that sense. And it can be one piece of the puzzle that you're missing. Because in the case here of Apollos, he was mighty. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord. He was fervent in spirit. He was mighty in the scriptures. But he only knew the baptism of John. Did not know the baptism of Christ. And when he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, and Aquila and Priscilla heard him, they realized that he only knew but so much. He was powerful in what he did know. He was mighty in the Spirit of God in what he did know, but he only knew to a certain point. And they worked with him, brought him under their wing, as it were, in that one area. And then we see from there, and he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly, showing by the scriptures that Jesus was Christ. We should endeavor to all be disciples and to all practice discipleship. No matter where you are in your Christian experience, there is something that you have gone through, something that you have learned that someone else doesn't know. And you can help them in that area. You don't have to feel like you can't be part of discipleship until you know everything more than someone else, or you know a lot of things. The key is understanding what you know, right? Knowing what you know, and knowing when someone else can benefit from that knowledge, and bringing them under your wing, right? It says in verse 26, they took him unto them, right? They didn't make a big show. They didn't do anything like that, but they met with him, got him to be with them, taught him, expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly, right? He wasn't wrong in what he knew, but he was incomplete in what he knew. And they expounded more to him. And then from there, we see that he was super powerful in the Christian church in terms of being able to go and preach and teach from there. And so it seems such a short situation, right? It's essentially one verse that calls out the value that they added. Okay? But in truth, they were low-key, Aquila and Priscilla, low-key Christian members, but they took advantage of what they did know. They were alert for people to be able to help. They took advantage of what they did know, and their impact was multiplied by the fact that Apollos was a prolific preacher. So, as you go through your day, understanding that discipleship is part of the Great Commission, don't be afraid to share what you know with someone. And not just share as in, you know, broadcast, not just preaching, teaching, mutual Bible studies, testimonies, whatever it is. Be on the lookout for those who are already going in that path and can be helped to take it to a next level, or those who are open and seeking for knowledge that you can introduce the words of life to them. Because that is the way in which you'll be able to move forward by God's grace, and the gospel will move to all the world. Our memory verse again, Acts 18:26, it says, "And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom, when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly." Let's close with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for your mercy and goodness to us and for your love. We thank you for the opportunity that we have to share the word of life with others. Help us to be on the lookout. Help us to be open and receptive. Help us to be attentive. And if we are met with someone who is willing to share something that we may not already know, help us to be open and receptive as well, so that your work can move forward. Bless us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. You can reach us via email at BibleQuestions@ASBZone.com. We look forward to hearing from you, whether you have questions, comments, suggestions, or concerns. We also recommend that you check out the True Wisdom podcast, where Robert and I discuss Bible stories and topics together. Our podcast can be found on over a dozen platforms, including Spotify, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, and more. Please remember our ministries in your prayers. Until we meet again next time, may God richly bless you as you prayerfully study and share His holy word.